Random House Audio presents Deeper by Robin York. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain and Lindy Hauk. Before. Sometimes I hate the girl I was back then. It's like how, when you see a horror movie, you can't help but feel contempt for the virgin who goes for a walk in the woods after midnight. How can she be so stupid? Doesn't she know she's about to get gruesomely hacked to death? She should know. That's why it's so hard to watch. Because you want her to know. You want her to defend herself. And you look down on her for not knowing, even though obviously it's the guy who hacks her up who's at fault. The thing is, the movie makes him seem like a force of nature, unstoppable. So the virgin comes off as a total dumbass for not checking the forecast to see if it calls for serial murder before she skips off into the night. These days, if someone sent me a text that said nothing but OMG, I wouldn't wonder if whatever I was about to find out was going to be bad. I'd only wonder how bad and how long it was going to take me to crawl out of whatever pit I was about to fall in. But in August of my sophomore year at Putnam College, I didn't worry. I thought maybe Bridget, my best friend and roommate, had gotten distracted before she could finish her train of thought. I towel-dried my hair and stood up to lob the damp towel into my laundry basket in the closet. Missed. By the time I'd picked it up and put it where it belonged, another message had popped up on my phone, this time with a link. "You need to see this," it said. And then immediately after, "I'm so sorry." I clicked the link. I think part of me knew even.